Welcome you to the Irwin First United Methodist Church. This is our first time that we've ever done a service such as this, Blue Christmas. It's traditionally held on this night of December 21st, which is the longest night of the year. The good news is the days start getting longer with tomorrow, and the nights start getting shorter. But today, what was it, around noon when the winter ushered its way in officially? And so we come together this night to worship, to remember, and to offer to God our moments of grief, our times of sorrow, because life has taken a change over the years. Let us share as we join together in our call to worship. Do you please stand? In the midst of festivities, shouts, and bright lights, we feel the darkness of our souls.
Come, God of power and light, help us.
In the midst of gatherings, we feel alone and alienated.
Come, God of peace and hope, hear our cries.
In the midst of celebration, our hearts cry out.
Lord, hear us and come to us. Bring us.
Let us remain standing and sing verses 1, 2, and 3 of hymn number 626, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence. Please be seated.
This is the time of endings and beginnings, when the small signs of dawn pierce through the night and something new is born. Let us prepare ourselves for the Godchild to be born anew in our time, in our life, in our present moment.
Thank you.
God of love and understanding, we gather here this evening to comfort our pain in the midst of the world's celebration. Help us to know that you are present with us in all of our moods and feelings and seasons. Grant us a taste of the hope, peace,
joy, and love that you promise to all of your people through the gift of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
In this scripture, Jesus shares the parable of the feast, to which many are invited but chose not to come. And others who have felt alienated are invited to the feast. In God's divine order, all are invited. No one is excluded. Hear now the reading from Luke chapter 14. One of the dinner guests, on hearing this, said to him, "Blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus said to him, "Someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' But they, all alike, began to make excuses. They first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land, and I must go out and see it. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to try them out. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have just been married, and therefore I cannot come.' So the slave returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' And the slave said, 'Sir, what you ordered has been done, and there is still people to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner.'"
When burdens get piled on top of other burdens, the load can crush us. In his promise, Jesus offers us help to carry our burdens and our responsibilities. We do not have to bear them alone. He will always help us. Hear these words from the 2nd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. "Come to me, all of you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for your souls."
Our world, with its hurts and hatred, is not the way God would have us live. God's kingdom promises something so startlingly new that it takes our breath away. Those who weep now will not weep later. There will be no need for tears. Hear this reading from the 21st chapter of Revelation. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away.' And the one who was seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true.' Then he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children."
Please be seated. I'd like to read another passage of Scripture for you that comes to us from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, beginning in the 40th chapter. The prophet Isaiah writes these words. He says, "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, 'In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.' A voice says, 'Cry out.' And I said, 'What shall I cry? All people are grass. Their consistency is like the flower in the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. Get up, get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem. Herald of good tidings, lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs to his arms and carry them to his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep." May God's blessings rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this night, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we pray that in a special and intimate way, your Spirit might come upon and touch each and every one of us, to offer to us your grace and your forgiveness, to offer to each and every one of us, O God, your comfort, your arms that securely hold and wrap around each and every one of us. From the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come, O God, give us rest. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Advent says to us first and foremost that God cares about a broken world. Isaiah was speaking to a broken nation. Much of the nation of Israel had been carried off into Babylon. They had experienced their country being devastated, their temple being destroyed. They were carried away into exile, and they weren't sure what was going to happen. They longed to return to their homeland. Isaiah assures them that God has not forgotten them nor forsaken them. Their suffering is almost over, and God tells them that a vast highway is going to be built over which they will travel through the wilderness from Babylon back home, the promised land, once again. But we know in reading the rest of the scriptures that when they did return home, that it was different. It was not the same. And life's pieces needed to be picked up and rebuilding need to occur. In the New Testament, John the Baptist cries that soon God will build an even more important highway, linking humanity with God. The message is the same. God cares about a broken world. God cares about broken people. God cares about you and me. Brian Abel Reagan's father used to tell him a story every Christmas when he was growing up. It was about a little boy who was poor. His widowed mother struggled to make ends meet. The little boy had one toy, a sad little car in awful condition. It had only one window, two wheels. The roof was smashed in, but the boy loved this, his only toy, his car. It was almost Christmas, and the boy knew that there would be no presents under the tree that time of year, but he was excited anyway. You see, it was the first year that he would be able to go to midnight mass on Christmas Eve, and he couldn't wait, because he knew that before mass began, that people brought in an abundance of gifts. They gave them to the Christ child. And he couldn't wait. He had been told that the gifts were magnificent jeweled chalices. They were placed on the altar. There were new clothes for poor children like himself, and there were envelopes full of money. The little boy wanted so much himself to be able to give the Christ child a present. And so he set out to earn money before Christmas to do just that, to buy that special gift for the Christ child. He had enough money to buy a gift for the Christ child, and he got his money together, and he sat at the kitchen table, and he spread it out and counted it all out just as his mother returned home, and not knowing that he had this money, she said, "Oh my goodness, my son," she said, "what a good boy you have been. Now we can have a real Christmas dinner." And before he could collect his money, she scooped it up and was off to the market to buy what was needed for the meal. The little boy was heartbroken. What was he going to do now? You've already guessed it, haven't you? On his dresser, he saw that broken car, his favorite toy, and he knew that that was the only thing he had to give the Christ child. And so he put the car in his pocket, and he went off to Mass. When he arrived, the church was filling up. He walked timidly to the manger scene, which was set up before the sides of the altar, and magnificent gifts were already piled up before the Christ child. And the little boy laid his token broken toy car amidst all of the other treasures. He squeezed into the pew close by to the organ just as the playing began. About this time, one of the ushers took a last look at the manger scene to make sure that everything was in place, and suddenly he spied the car. Who would put a piece of trash like this at our Lord's crib? He said just loudly enough for the little boy to hear. The usher picked up the toy car and threw it across the church. The little boy was crushed. There was no time for him to retrieve the gift. The organ was playing and the procession had begun. Then suddenly everything came to a dead stop. To the amazement of everyone that was present that night in the church during the worship service, the baby in the manger came to life and crawled across the stone floor. He crawled until he reached that broken car, then carefully tucked it under his arm and crawled back into the manger. And by this time, all of the people had fallen on their knees. At this point, the priest rose and approached the manger. There, just as before, was a plaster child with a halo. But now he smiled, and his arms were folded tightly around the broken toy car. Now, Brian remembers hearing his father tell this story, and he resented it. He didn't like his father. You see, his father had problems with alcohol. When his father wasn't passed out drunk, he was a foul-mouthed terror. Brian had a difficult time forgiving his father. He felt his father was trying to use this story to manipulate him into being a more obedient son. With time, however, Brian came to put this little Christmas story into its proper perspective. As I think of my father's Christmas story now, says grown-up Brian, I realize that I cast my father in the wrong role. My father was not the good little boy who gave his last plaything to the Lord. You see, he said, I came to realize that my father was the smashed car. He was a wreck. But despite or because of all of this, he clearly longed to be cradled in his Savior's arms, to have Christ seek him after he had been rejected by everyone else. Here's why we call the story of Jesus good news. Because God cares about a broken world. God cares about broken people. God cares about the brokenness of you and me. And that's what Advent and Christmas is all about. Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. You see, Jesus Christ came into the world as this child of Bethlehem to identify with the world's suffering. That's the whole point of this season of Advent. Advent comes from the Latin word that means to come. Jesus came into our world that he might walk in our shoes. May we give all of our hurts and our sorrows to the one who knows how to care for them best. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the good news that you come for the lost, the least, the last, the lonely. You come as the one to shoulder and carry our burdens, our hurts, our needs, our joys, our celebrations. You come to each and every one of us in our moments of need, our highest joys, our lowest lows. Continue, O God, to enable us to feel your presence and the blessings that you seek to offer to each and every one of us. For it's in Christ's holy and precious name that we pray. Amen. We will continue now this evening with lighting four candles tonight that are found on this little table. Four candles in remembrance of our loved ones. We light these four candles for our own needs. We light one for our grief, one for our courage, one for our memories, and one for our love. This first candle that I will light represents our grief. We own the pain of losing loved ones, of dreams that go perhaps unfulfilled, of hopes that perhaps have evaporated in despair.
This next candle represents our courage. It symbolizes the courage to confront our sorrow, to comfort each other, to share our feelings honestly and openly with each other, and to dare to hope in the midst of pain.
This third candle represents our memories. For the times we laughed together, cried together, were angry at each other, were overjoyed with each other. We light this candle for the memories of caring and joy that we shared together.
This last candle represents our love, the love we have given and the love we have received. The love that has gone unacknowledged and unfelt, and the love that has been shared in times of joy and sorrow.
Now we have up front here a lot of little candles, and we invite you to come forward to light a candle which represents your burdens, griefs, sorrows, all those things that perhaps make your Christmas blue. You may speak the name of a person or an event, if you wish to do so, as you light the candle, and then you may return to your seats. Candle that was lit off to the side representing the light of Christ has been brought to the table to shed light upon those who have passed. Remembering that Jesus Christ is always at the center of our lives. He hears our cries. He knows our hearts. And in the midst of our thoughts and emotions, He offers us hope and healing. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, you are the one who comes to us as the great comforter. Wrap us in your presence in this time of remembrance. With these candles, help us to find your light, a light that will help guide us day by day, step by step, as we try to live life fully and wholly. We cherish the special ways in which our loved ones have touched our lives and the lives of those around us. We thank you for the gift of their lives as they have been a part of us. Now, O God, comfort us, encourage us, empower us. For it's in Christ, the child of Bethlehem, that we pray. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn, this wonderful carol of Silent Night. Now go in peace, knowing that the God whose love created this world sent Jesus into the same world to be our friend, companion, and Savior. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. Thanks be to God. Amen.